Try to believe. I'm over here singing like, try to believe. Yeah, I'm going in. But yeah, I like that. That was really nice. Check him out. L-I-T-E, Cool Roy. And the song is called We All Try. Thank you, Raymond, for that request. It was very, very nice. I enjoyed it very, very much. Again, you can call anytime. Anytime. Okay? I wanted to share a quote that I put on my wall, and I just wanted to see if people understood it. I'm gonna say it the first time. I know it's a kind of cheesy quote, but I think it's just very interesting. A guy should ruin your lipstick, not your mascara. How do you like my dramatic voice? It was good, good, yeah. Again, a guy should ruin your lipstick, not your mascara. And men who don't know much about makeup, because I know that guys seen the quote on my wall and are like, what? How are we going to ruin your mess, like your lipstick or mascara? I'm like, hello, you cry, your mascara runs, you make out with somebody, your lipstick is all over the place. But anyway, I just wanted to share that quote because I found it a really cool quote. And I felt like since I haven't had my show in the past week, I wanted people to like, you know, I try to do like a quote a show. And you can send me your quotes that you want to share, if it's your own quote, whatever. I've gotten a request to talk about Tauruses. And that is one of the most interesting signs that I get along with. You know, I have like many friends who are Tauruses, mainly males, one female. And Tauruses are known basically to be the stubborn ones, you know. But the positive characteristics of a Taurus is basically dependable and offers enduring loyalty, calm, patient, artistic, thorough, attentive, very loving, resourceful, gentle. Dike, excellent cook, but you know, you never know. Good sense of time and is orderly. I can't say much about all Tauruses because, you know, I know some who aren't very timely, but they do get their shit together. They do. When they need to, they will. And then the negative, a tendency to be self-indulgent. I know one specific person. Can be stubborn, as I said before. Materialistic, slow-moving, little to say. Delays action by lengthy pondering. Easily embarrassed, boring, and sensitivity. And if this applies to you, it applies to you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, it's all an influence and all different, you know, different to each other. But I, from my experience, Tauruses are, you know, they're very loyal. They're there. They sometimes go MIA, you know, like kind of like are away and doing their own thing and like don't really care about what's happening in the outside world. And I know everybody wants to know about love and Tauruses and love. So if you're dating a Taurus or you're interested in a Taurus or you have a crush on one or you find them interesting, when a Taurus is in love, they are devoted and steadfast, settles quickly into a stable affair, loves glamour, is extremely vulnerable to people who accept his or her affection but only want a flirtation. That's interesting. Will never forgive a betrayal. The male is generally the strong, silent type, while the female is usually an Earth, Mother, Venus. So I've noticed with Taurus women and Taurus men, there is like, there's like this, let's call it like a bar system, male, female, and they have different characteristics for each gender, each sex. And because I go to Hampshire, it's like gender and sex is so difficult because whatever, I'm going to get into it later. But my thing is that usually all the majority of the Taurus women I've met, they're very kind of elegant and quiet and, you know, down to earth. But I have a friend who's a Taurus and she's wild just like me. Like, we bond and we have a good time. And the Taurus men are, like, crazy. They're fun. They're very, like, homey. Like, they stay in their rooms and they do stuff, but they're just very intense people, and I've always enjoyed Taurus's company. They're very grounded people, stubborn, but always willing to, like, have your back if you're in their lives. But again, if you want to call in, the number is 413-559-6766. Share your political views, share your any shout outs, any requests. I do have some requests in the making, but I have kind of an announcement, and I think only like two people know about this. If y'all don't know already, but about homeboy Sandman, he's been signed to Stone's Throw, and he's doing a tour with Brother Ali right now all over the country. And I knew about this tour since before it started, you know, because I got that hookup, you know what I'm saying? And only because he's a good friend of mine. But he was, you know, I was in his first music video, Lightning Bolt. And it was really funny. It was like, I think it was like one of his first music videos. And it was just like on a train going back and forth from the G train. And like, you know, he's selling candy for his basketball team. But like, it's really fun. It's a really fun video. I had a good time doing it. Now he has another video called Not Really. Check him out. I'm in it. I find it really funny that I'm in it. Like, I don't know. It's just seeing yourself on camera. It's just like interesting. But I want to play you the song because I actually really enjoy this song. He talks about since he's been signed, has anything changed? And his response is not really, you know. So tune in. There's a very funny intro, so listen in.
Do something cool. So this turns into the video that turns into something cool. All right, let's go.
People ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. People ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. Just ran alongside a river in Eastern Europe. Stead around the lake at Flushing Park. Similar scenario. Same cardio. Top billing at long last. I'll be chilling in first class. I was chilling in economy. That didn't bother me. I meet a lot more women having about the same amount of sex. Still a major shortage of cool ones. Shit, probably even less. Hard to keep a low pro at Whole Foods. It was hard to keep a low pro in homeroom. That shit is old news. So, when people ask me if my life changed, here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. When people ask me if my life changed, here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. Far as money, I was always out. Now it's always money coming in. I never worry about money now. I never worry about money then. I still don't let nothing go to waste. Leftovers any given day. I spend about the same. It's just a lot more left over to give away. It occurred to me one show. I'm on stage where I used to be in the front row. That's like a 10-foot distance. It's not a real big difference. Same guidelines as far as being the bigger man. Staying away from the yellow snow. I'm still Black Thought's biggest fan. Just now I can call and tell him so. So people ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. People ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. Folks make a lot of fuss. I got a lot of buzz. I still could be a bust. Same as it ever was. Clear Channel FM.
Kiss my ass cheek.
I said that last year. I said that last week. Same world, peeps. even the same words, Pete. I've always kept it real. That's why I'm earning some real keep. Same pants, different crease. Same pan, different grease. Same sand, different beach. Peace. So people ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. When people ask me if my life changed, here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. Not really. Not really. Not really.
Oh yeah, that was Mr. Homeboy Sandman. Sandyman. He's such a humble person, let me tell you. Just like getting to know this person for many years. We did this rapathon thing. Like, oh my God, I was in high school. I was a sophomore. And we just like ended up being like really, really good friends and like talking about like all these different things and always checking up on me, inviting me to shows, introducing to new people and all that kind of stuff. But what I was talking about when I was talking about the feminist that I was reading this summer, Luisa Capetillo, she has a lot of different things to say about like love and sexuality and sex and marriage and all this stuff, you know. And I kind of wanted to like quote some of the things that she said so you can understand why I find her such an amazing woman and also an amazing, you know, just analyst of the world. You know, she talks about free love and marriage. So this is it. Love should not be confused with marriage. Marriage is a social convenience. Love is a natural law. Marriage is a contract. Love a kiss. Marriage is a prison. Love a passion. Marriage is the prostitution of love. And I highlighted it like a motherfucker. Let me tell you that. Excuse me. But that's something that will always stick with me. And I've never been an enthusiastic person about marriage. Never have. Because obviously I came from parents whose marriage did not succeed, and even though my mother's in a new relationship, in a new marriage, there's just observations about it, and I just don't really enjoy it. Unless, like, I honestly, like, okay, they say, like, technically, like, you know, if you're living with a person for 10 years, you're automatically, like, married. And then also, I have to look really more into it, but there's this thing where it's like, let's say you're married, right? And the person you're married to is in a lot of debt, you know, went to like Harvard or like went to a school where they didn't give them a lot of money or like has a lot of debt, right? Because you're married to them. And if they pass away, that debt, you know where that goes? That goes to you. And if you guys weren't married, that debt would go to the government. So it's very interesting. I have to really look more into it so I could get like the actual facts. But think about it. Like, you know, like those different aspects of a marriage, you know, it's all financial, and it's convenient in a sense, like if you're, you know, trying to like close like accounts or whatever, all that kind of stuff. But I don't know, I feel like I can work my way around it. But back to what I was saying about like the whole aspect of like the mothers and how mothers are upset that you know, that they only want a boy, they don't want to have a girl because that they're so hard to, you know, raise, yada yada yada. But I'm going to, again, quote her and say, this is like basically my second Bible besides the Zodiac book. So here we go. So she asks the question, you know, why, you know, what would you prefer? And they would be happy if they have sons. And they say, I'd like all our children to be boys and not to have any girls. Why? Because the boys don't give as much trouble and women have to be watched over. One has to be responsible for what they do. But there's no such, I'm continuing the quote, but there's no such thing, and here's where most mothers are mistaken. Because it is boys who must be educated, since they are never scolded. Only the girls are found guilty. Those who could have educated the boys and have not done so, those who have said 1,000 times that men always turn out all right, those who have allowed their sons to indulge this mockery, at least that is what they believe, and have shown little concern for the suffering of women, those are the true guilty ones. The best thing is to destroy the empty formulas and to create healthy and natural customs. Do not indispose women against men. Let them be free, and they will naturally love or repel each other without giving into this ridiculous fear. One supposes that with current customs, there are women who are despised and jeopardized. But these unfortunate souls are not at fault. This is the result of an egotistical system of masculine education. And think about this. This is very interesting. This is what really, like, triggered it. The young man has a sister and fears that she will fall. This is old terminology, but she will be seduced. But at the same time, he is seducing a young woman who has brothers. And he, talking about the brothers, does not wish any other young man to court his own sister. So you see this cycle, you know, like the guy is like, nobody could date my sister, but he's trying to like get with a girl who also has brothers who feel the same way. You know, so it's like this interesting system that we have going on. And you know, like we say in this generation, we have a high percentage of divorce. You know, if you do believe in marriage as being love and all that kind of good stuff, you know, that we're fed into, you know, at least be with a man or be with a woman who are educated and know about the system, you know, about what's going on in this world. And the only way you could do that is being educated. And I want everybody who's listening, even though, yes, it's easier to be on social networks and, like, you know, just do your daily lives, go to work, you know, maybe go to school, whatever, just what you're fed in school sometimes, like high school specifically, deconstruct it, decolonize it. Look, decolonize your mind, as one of my really good friends says, Gia, decolonize your mind. You know, there's a lot of things that has happened in this world that is flawed and looked at in a certain light. And I just feel like having this radio show is my way of kind of educating in a certain way, advocating these different things, putting a different perspective in somebody's mind. If you can come from this show and be like, all right, that's interesting. You don't have to necessarily agree with me, but understand that there is something different that is out in the world, a different perspective, you know? That's why if there's Mitt Romney supporters, I want to know why they support him. Why do they want to vote for him? Because it would be an interesting thing to know, you know, where did that person get their education? Where did they get the facts? Are these facts true? So for even going back to debates, if you actually, you know, agree with Mitt Romney, you know, or Obama or whoever, like whatever was happening, whoever you agreed with, you want to know the facts. You want to know where they got everything. But you know, that's something I want to spread out into the world. I want to make sure everybody can know. I'm going over time because I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has a show after me. So I'm going to play my last request that, it's an artist, Ovius, and the song is called Her Recipe. Have you ever heard of Kendrick Lamar and Dr. Dre's song Recipe? He remixes it, and his name is Ovius Maximus. Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song, you know. Whenever you're like, yeah, like in this chill, sexual mood, I guess you could listen to it. But yeah. Tune in.
So, you know, a lot of times I get asked what I look for in a woman. So, so here's my recipe.
Hello, my name's Ovi, and I got a recipe.
Yeah.
the ingredients that make a woman right for me.
Ride with me, die for me, type of shit that'll separate a hoe from a wifey. Still a dime piece, she more than likely. Take a bullet for a nigga, or be right there when it's time to pull that trigger. Who would've figured that you would've been so goddamn braver, huh? You got your masters without no master. Never get jealous when the others holler. I mean, why bother? You know you got me. Dudes said the let you earn that recipe. Put a little dash of sassy with a cup full of freaking nasty. 3 teaspoons of you classic, then a pinch of you in lingerie. Simmer that intellect, okay? Add a little Spanish fly, then way. Sprinkle a little bit of that BK. You got that Wall Street pay. Grind that Parmesan, you earning. As we keep the pot from burning, keep it stirring while we flirting. About time we drop them curtains. Unless you wanna do it in public, adventurous, I love it. We smoke botanicals reckless, then we laugh and we talk about everything. She'll take the chance for true romance, and then we'll dance. I hope she dance. We holding hands without no plans until we end up in Japan or in Miami getting tans, drinking wine right from a can. Cause she's so humble with her man. She down to earth, deeper than the dirt inside the soil. Fuck the oil. Her mind be richer, her brain be sicker, and so I like her to return the favor. Cause she my flavor, it's now or later. The candy get it, or she can get it. You hold the conversation like a trophy's in it. Believe it, I see it, but these niggas won't admit it. They'll be fucking with your rep, and it's been for a minute. They'll never respect you, at least not the way that I do. A real man, and I got you, like the dip to your luscious fondue. That's dripping with your recipe. Now baby, come up with me.
Come on,
that's dripping with your recipe.
Hello.
Now baby, come up with me.
Yeah, right. Hey yo, all this recipe talk. Man, this shit got me a little hungry now. Hey, yo, it's my recipe. Peace out, y'all. All
right. Once again, that was Ovius Maximus. The song is called Her Recipe. Again, thank you for everybody who tuned in, who listened. I definitely love y'all, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen. And hope you all have a great night. For Hampshire students, if you're tuning in, there will be an open mic on Saturday from, well, there will be a workshop, but it's on Saturday, 5 to 6. It will be a writing workshop with John Blake in the tavern. And from 7 to 11, there will be an open mic in FPH as well of student performances that include me, Danielle Jefferson, and Jarrell Watkins. I hope you all who do go here can attend. I'll be sharing 3 poems that I will also share with those who are not from Hampshire College or the 5 college area, so you can hear what I spit. All right. Well, thank you again for tuning in, and I'm rocking out.
Hey, this is Kelly from Waxwing on Yurt Radio, where we bring you live music from the Yurt every Sunday afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30. Tune in at yurt.hampshire.edu, visit our website at tinyurl.com/waxwingradio, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/waxwingatyurtradio.
Hey, this is K-Fall reminding you to listen to Yurt Radio, yurt.hampshire.edu.